I'm governor of Washington State. Something needs to be done. Someone needs to do it. I'm tired. I need a nap. Where's my Seattle Spirit blanket?
What we want is our first graders to have a Glock on their hip.
They put that debt on my grandchildren.
The most transparent administration in our state's history.
Based on ideology rather than the facts.
Well, I'm a doodler.
What an amazing sight to behold. Sleepy Jay Inslee, Congresswoman PayPal, Heroin Dan there? No, I don't think he was. Smack Daddy Dow Constantine and Sideshow Bob, our part-time attorney general. All of them lying. All of them in blatant forms of hypocrisy. Jay Inslee's speechwriters were fired up.
The United Nations recognized this gross violation of human rights, but you don't need the United Nations. We need this nation to stand up, and that means Republicans quit being afraid of Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's Sleepy Jay Inslee's speechwriter. Fired up! Got the governor to drink a little coffee. What were they doing? Were they down in SeaTac, where people who came into the country illegally, claimed asylum, are putting their kids in the hands of other people? It's sad. It's tragic. It's horribly scary for the kids. I can't believe how scary it is for the kids. You know what the first item on our track of this hypocrisy is? You trash. Inslee, you're trash. I'm sorry. I know that is that is distinctly unprofessional. Sideshow Bob, you make me ill. Ill. There's something you could have done and you haven't opened your holes. I'm going to try to be as analytical as I can in this, but this just gets me so hot. This guy's the governor of a state where the Department of Social and Health Services gave a 5-year-old girl to her biological father, who, according to the media reports, is a convicted child rapist. And he raped her. She'd been in foster care. The state knew he was a rapist.
Signs were there.
This is her foster father.
The warnings were there.
Jared says the state should have known better. The girl's biological father, Randall Abel, was a convicted child rapist. Despite knowing that, the state of Washington gave him full custody.
And who runs DSHS? Who is that that runs DSHS?
The United Nations recognized this gross...
That man runs DSHS. No comment from that man on that happening. And they're saying, where are the kids? That's item number one. Item number two, over the weekend, a fourth person arrested for, in my judgment, raping, they say having sex with, raping a 15-year-old sex trafficking victim. This latest prince's name is Nicholas David Bien. A Klana, 29 years old, said he didn't ask the girl's name. He thought she was 18, but he decided that he would pay to have sex upon her body in any case with apparently his friend, another guy from Tacoma, William Kent Pittman, 34. Says here in the media reports, they were getting high on heroin, decided to have sex with the girl. Item number two, heroin and sex trafficking go together. And what does Congresswoman PayPal have to say about these kids whose parents caused them to be separated?
Heartbreaking, cruel, inhumane, should not be happening in the okay. United States of America.
How about this? Should this be happening in the United States of America? Just completely ignoring laws against heroin. Completely ignoring laws against heroin that leads to sex trafficking. Inexorably, the two are tied together. How about that, Congresswoman PayPal? Is that unconceivable? That girl from Bonnie Lake, she didn't choose this. She was taken. She didn't choose this. The little kids in the instance of the illegal immigrants, they didn't choose, but their parents did. You had nothing to say about that. You had nothing to say. Either of you, or how about you, Smack Daddy Dow Constantine, when in King County and in Washington State, item number three. an apparent rapist, alleged rapist, was let out on bail for $1. $1. A guy with a long criminal history kidnapped a young woman in downtown Seattle, raped her in the back of a car, took her to a homeless camp where he is a consistent village person, raped her, and then said, "You're going to be a prostitute for me." And she said, "No, I'm not." She learned his name because apparently his ID fell out of his pocket. This guy's name is Lee. Decided that that he would let her go. He and his accomplice decided to let her go. She went to the police. She bravely went to go get a rape kit. 10 years went by. 10 years. Because the Democrats in Olympia couldn't scrape together $1 million to analyze rape kits. Because of that length of time, this likely rapist, Johnny Lee Ray, was let off by a King County Superior Court judge named of John Chun for $1 bail. And these people agitate about in the enforcement of immigration law. That woman didn't ask to be raped. Smack Daddy Dal Constantine says it's Trump who's being inhumane.
I'm going to do everything within my power to make sure that our publicly owned airport built by the people of this county is not used to perpetuate this brutality against people.
This brutality against people, Smack Daddy Dal, you're perpetuating it now. You're perpetuating it by bringing in MS-13, by bringing in Honduran drug gangs and narco-terrorists. And Smack Daddy Dow, ignore me like you do. National Geographic points it out. In two separate segments of their Drugs, Inc. program, they point out that you are bringing this to our area and you turn this into some act of brutality when we're enforcing our laws. It's sad. It's tragic. It's horrific for the children, and the adults caused it. And it happened under Obama. And it's been the law since 1997, Dal Constantine. And you guys, all of you, Sleepy J. Inslee, Congresswoman PayPal, Smack Daddy Dal Constantine, Sideshow Bob, all of you, right now, today, this instant could stop the heroin trade. Right now, this instant could put a crimp in the sex trafficking trade, but you won't. Oh, and J. Inslee, the doodler. We talked about your failure of the DSHS giving a girl to her known rapist father. Didn't we, Jay?
Well, I'm a doodler.
Yeah, we know that. We haven't talked yet about item number four.
We got the best weed in the United States.
Item number four, your Western State Hospital facing federal charges again. A federal rebuke. Again, the current acting director is stepping down. Again, 25,000 missing keys, master keys from a facility that held the criminally insane and does. And Bill Bryant warned you about this, Sleeping Jay.
The cumulative evidence woven together reveals negligence and incompetence at best, and an election year cover-up at worst.
Listing off a timeline of troubles at Western State.
Yeah, and Bill went through those troubles. Oh, I'll give you a bonus. I said four items. Let's go to five. Let's go to six. I go all day. I could go all day on this act of hypocrisy. Your Department of Corrections, Jay Inslee. Your Department of Corrections.
You got the best weed in the United States.
That's right. Your Department of Corrections, Jay, lets people out early because of a known computer bug and two human beings were killed. Don't you dare act like this is Trump's brutality. This is a federal law. It is a terrible circumstance for the kids. But you cause worse circumstances every day of the life of people in Western Washington. All four of you have no more respect, no more believability, no more credibility. You stood out there to agitate. If you care about kids, stop the heroin coming in. Stop the gangs coming in. Get your DSHS to stop giving little girls to biological parents who are, by the way, known child rapists. Secure Western State Hospital. of you have this control. But you would rather agitate because all of you are power hungry. All of you want higher office. That is your obsession, and we all know it. We all know it, and you know it. Well, Jansley, you don't know it. You don't know much. Your speechwriters know it. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show, get into the live world of breaking news. Man, did I say I was going to keep calm? Do me a favor, Tom. When we actually air this, we go ahead and edit out my anger.
Yeah.
Make it sound like I was a happy warrior.
Sure.
I appreciate it. I don't like that emotion getting out. I got to pretend to be a robotic radio person. Woo! Man, I got to practice my... Oh, Lama, no, Shama in Seattle. Apologize if I got a little emotional last segment. It is just so hard sometimes to hold my head together when I see this pandering and this lying, particularly about the immigration laws, and they're doing it on the backs of little babies. Instead of trying to find something to do, they're doing it on the backs of little babies. Sleepy J, Sideshow Bob, Congresswoman PayPal. Yeah, PayPal. All she's doing is seeking donations. And smack daddy Dow Constantine. Unbelievable, brutal hypocrisy. Let's do the national, international stuff.
As we speak. The Todd Herman Show is live and local because the power seekers never rest. And political news is breaking as we speak.
Man, it is somewhat hilarious to watch the press do everything they possibly can to presage disaster around the meeting with the president of Kim Jong-un. I don't trust Kim Jong-un. Never trust a guy who travels with his own turlet. You know, a lot of weird things in life, but traveling with your own turlet? I mean, I get the, I guess, theory. Analyze his stool and figure out, I don't know, what are you going to do? Make him funny looking? Wouldn't want that. But I'll tell you, the same press... dead media who's telling us, hey, we're monitoring Iran's nukes. We're monitoring Iran's nukes. The same dead media saying, Obama, he got it so we could monitor Iran's nukes. We're making sure they're denuclearizing. That same dead media now tells us you don't have the technical capability to analyze whether North Korea is denuclearizing. Yeah, that's what they said to Mike Pompeo. We didn't have the tech to do that, Mike Pompeo.
There's no shift in the policy. It is the case that we are prepared to make security assurances necessary for the North Koreans to engage in that denuclearization. That is, we're prepared to take actions that will provide them sufficient certainty that they can be comfortable that denuclearization isn't something that ends badly for them. Indeed, just the opposite. That it leads to a brighter, better future for the North Korean people.
Same media, all for years now. Oh, no, we're making sure Iran denuclearizes. And they're telling Pompeo, you don't have the tech to do it. Not only do we have the tech, we'll go over there and make sure it happens safely for them. We'll go over there and make sure that no one gets hurt in the process. Keeping with the same theme of trying to presage disaster. And look, let's not trust Kim Jong-un. No, only a fool would trust Kim Jong-un and for anything. Trust, you know, it's not even trust, but verify. It's negotiate, state, and then verify. Susan Rice, who twice lied for two different presidents about the causes of attacks. Let's not forget that she lied for Bill Clinton, too, who lied about Benghazi because she was told to, who helped structure the agreement that gave $150 billion in cash to a terrorist country called Iran, was asked by Margaret Brennan. What about giving Trump credit for at least getting this far with North Korea?
Well, I think, you know, it's clear that the past set of efforts have not succeeded. I am a believer in diplomacy, and I am open to new methods of trying to accomplish the consistent objective that we have of full denuclearization. I think the question is, are we walking in prepared? Are we walking in with our allies behind us?
Wait, do we have a... That's not the question. Where? Hold it. Oh, my... Oh, wait. You guys, breaking news. Hold on. Oh, dear Lord. They didn't take an easy button. They did not take a restart button. Like the thing that Staples button Hillary took. This may not work at all.
Are we in a position to understand that one meeting, it's not going to be one and done, This is the start of a serious negotiating process.
You know, you would have gotten more out of interviewing the parents on Charlie Brown.
We now turn to the parents on the Charlie Brown series of shows. At this point, do you think we could give President Trump credit for getting this far?
You would have had just as much information. George Stephanopoulos, who continued for his whole time at, where is he, ABC? George Stephanopoulos, his whole time in the news media, continued to counsel Obama's team, continued to counsel Democrats on talking points, and then interviewed them on talking points. He says that the president is seeking peace with enemies and picking fights with allies.
What a turn of events. Seeking peace with enemies, picking fights with friends. Donald Trump promised to do things in a brand new way, and that's exactly what we're seeing right now.
Yeah, I remember when Obama had Bibi Netanyahu crawl through the manhole cover to get into the White House. Remember that? Bibi, you got to climb out. Right, he actually had him go around back. Do you remember this? Had him exit by the trash. Do you remember that? I do. And I was pretty sure. Can we look up, and maybe someone could text me or get me up on Twitter, at Toddy Herman. Text is 800-465-8770. Wasn't Iran, didn't they used to be an enemy of ours? Or was that Oceania? Because sometimes I get Iran and Oceania up, you know, confused. Because I'm pretty sure we've always been at peace with Iran, but it's Israel? Are we at war with Israel? Because that whole Obama period of time that was constructed by Georgie Stephanopoulos, woo, makes it kind of confusing. How about trying to make peace with someone who may nuke the country, North Korea? And picking fights with allies, we're the fight picker? I'm not into tariffs, but the more I learn about the tariff situation, the more I realize, wait, so now we're doing some? Canada's taxing or putting a 270% tariff on our dairy, now we're doing some, and this is upsetting to people. Lastly, I love this. This is so much fun. If we had enough time in this segment, I'd go through the whole great political swindle music. Dianne Feinstein asked, hey, you know, during President Obama's time, kids were put into detention facility as well. How come you didn't speak up then?
Where was all this activism during the Obama years?
I don't believe that it was nearly to the extent that it is today. And candidly, I didn't really know enough about it at that time to focus on it. I do know enough about it now.
Don't you love them? We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH on the Greater East Side, 94.5 FM. I really want to talk more about Sleeping Jay Inslee. I really could go on a whole full-fledged rant again on their brutal, disgusting, sinking to the sky hypocrisy. But instead, let's have some fun. The Democrats have constructed an anti-Bernie Sanders rule. Oh, no, see, this here is funny. This here is hilarious. Gone from pure outrage at the top of the show. I'm still burned up. Seeing the Kabuki Theater put on by Sleepy Jay Inslee, who could end the importing of heroin addicts and drug dealers. So could Sideshow Bob. So could Pramila PayPal. And standing out there acting like they're doing something other than agitating at the federal immigration prisons, or at least for people being held in the federal federal prison. The Democrats have installed... This is funny. They've installed an anti-Bernie Sanders rule. It is now the rule that in order to run for president, you have to run and serve as a Democrat. And this is clearly aimed at Bernie Sanders. And what's so fascinating and delightful about this is 100% of the enthusiasm on the left is for the Bernie wing. Because it's Bernie who makes all the sense. It's Bernie who's got the kids all thinking the big thoughts. He's got everyone thinking in detail about his plan. You know, if we make college free... Then all the money that we waste on college not being free can be put towards other pursuits. For instance, some of those underwear that the kids are wearing, I see that they're showing their buttocks. And it is a savage thing when people in the country cannot afford to cover their buttocks with the underwear. And underwear companies, they're making the pants and the underwear small and short to make it difficult for poor people to move. And this is leading to an obesity epidemic. So every key to society is about making college free, and we can save that money on undershorts that people can pull up. Pardon me, my staff just told me that's a statement that some people like to make culturally. Well, we could still use the money from free college that we would be wasting on that. Well, we'll get to some things to use it for, but it is not it's not proper to use it for people to pay to go to college. So that's where all the excitement is, and the Democrats know it. And why would they be doing this? Why would they want to block their greatest spokesperson for Democratism in the world? You know, when they signed the health care bill, 15 million people died of an aneurysm, all of them out of Wendy's. Because he speaks the truth. He's the truth bringer. And they're getting on to the fact that, wait a minute, this guy's for real. Now, I know there's a lot of true believers in the leftist movement in the Democrat Party who truly believe that socialism just hasn't been applied evenly enough, just not spread equally enough, just the smartest people haven't yet done it. But there's another reason for this. CNN's Farad, is that his name? Farad Zakaria? Every so often, he says something that's actually very correct. He was talking about the center-left globally and what has gone on with the center-left globally. And he hit upon some truths.
Over the last decade, the center-left has been destroyed electorally across the West. Unless Democrats face up to this reality and devise a strategy to reverse this tidal wave of defeat, they might find themselves surprised one more time this November.
This is why they're aware numerically of the overreach. And it's not the economic stuff. I mean, the young people, they're all sold well into the socialist dream. It's not that. It's that people who actually turn out to vote, they hear the words spouted by Sanders. And on first passing, they feel good. You know, well, the only industrialized country in the world where healthcare is a privilege and not a right. So people hear that. They go, wow, you know, he's right. That Bernie Sanders, he's really on the ball. Then they hear things like, wait, did I just hear that in England they forced a family to kill their kid? Huh, I don't think I want the government to force me to kill my kid. And then they see the people surrounding Sanders, and they look in their villages and their cities, and they're observing the crazy. And this is what's breaking the back of the party. They have spent the past 2 years, the Democrats, telling people, oh, we will impeach. Once we impeach Trump, we're going to shave his head and then make him go around the country on an apology tour. Now they're learning it's not going to be that easy. And now the outrage is beginning to age in the kids. And here's the crazy thing, psychologically. If you're the one who built outrage, if you're the one who told them, listen, we're going to get this establishment. We are going to get Trump. We're going to go in and we're going to completely raise everything he's done, toss him out on his bottom. Then we're going to mock him. Then we're going to get in and erase everything he's done. And impeachment, that's easy. Easy peasy. We'll get that done in the first day. Then Nancy Pelosi's going to be speaker. And all the goodness that's going to happen, all the bad things that are happening, it will instantly disappear. And it doesn't happen. Where does the rage go? Where does it go? It's not going to be at the Republicans. This whole voter block of the Democrats, this militant, youthful left, you've heard me on the show use the phrase, they're building a monster they think they can control. And I've been telling you, the tail of Maoism turns around and whips the head. It is axiomatic to this form of politics. When your politics is built upon hatred and resentment and division, and bitterness and grievance pimping, when it's based upon all of that and grievance merchandising, when it's based upon all of that, you're building up an environment, a culture a Melissa Click, hey, we need some muscle to get these reporters out of here, culture. A shouting down speakers on college campuses, culture. A you will bake the cake bigot culture. A you will be stomped out of existence conservative Christian culture. Once you build that culture and that expectation and you normalize these things, it is normal to shout people down. It is normal to ban words and phrases. It is normal to say that thought you have, you're not allowed to have. It's normal. The monster they think they can control, they're trying with the anti-Bernie Sanders rule. They're trying to make him become a Democrat. They're trying to make him come over to the platform. And he has the power. The monster they think they control, if they don't get their Bernie, if they don't get their revolution, if they don't get to stomp heads virtually or in reality, if they don't get to do that, they're not going to blame the Republicans. The Republicans have not said, hey, you can come and stomp our heads. It's the left who's been telling them, oh, yeah, your day of reckoning, you're going to get some revenge, baby. You're going to get to employ some revenge. It's coming. You're going to be able to take from the rich openly. Just say, give me it. Give me, give me, give me. It's coming. It's inches away. It's days away. And now I think the Democrat power base, some of them, the donors probably have woken up and said, huh, we empowered crazy people. And guess what? If we win, they're still crazy. And if we don't give them their beautiful, glorious revolution, they're still crazy. Except now it's us they want. But I think they're behind. I don't think they can make this switch. I think Bernie has them. I think that left wing of the party has them. So we may well see a party split in the Democrat Party. I told you it was funny. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH. Get into just a few more things. A quick arrangement of news-like items laid out into a patent-pending audio feng shui mode. And yes, we are keeping track of what's going on with the summit. Welcome back to the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH on the Greater East Side 94.5 FM. Sometimes a theme works its way out when I prep the show for
just a few more things.
Right. We take news-like items, we recruit them, we bring them into the show, then we number them.
Thing one.
And the theme that arose today is about vandalism. On things to vandalize or things that have been vandalized. Did I already do thing number one? Did I do that?
Thing one.
I want to make sure, because if I don't, I get complaints, hundreds of them. Someone decided to promote or to do a promposal, which is a word we need to ban right now. I'm preemptively banning the word promposal. Asking someone to go to the prom. They decided to write a nice note. They wrote it on a national monument in the state of Colorado.
Pictures from the monument in Fruta show three different places that have been spray painted. The messages say, I promise to love you and you're perfect to me. And one of them seems to be a proposal.
To go to the prom and get married. And it turns out they're not having that hard a time tracking these people down. Now, love's forever. So they can certainly love you from a jail cell and deeply in debt. Speaking of vandalizing and things that should be vandalized or could be or maybe should be.
Thing two.
Elon Musk, can't stand him. Can't stand that he took our money, ran away with Tesla. Just don't buy the idea that he's paid us back. Never has. Nothing even close to it. And I don't like the fact that he is, as I understand it, sort of an anti-gun crusader, definitely an anti-conservative crusader, definitely a crony capitalist. But this anti-gun crusader is selling and has sold 20,000 flamethrowers. Yeah, they're $500. And he's calling them not a flamethrower because it's against federal law to ship a flamethrower. And he's included what is actually kind of a funny terms of service. As people are buying these, unboxing them on YouTube.
I will not use this in a house. Oh,
okay. Wait, really?
Yeah.
Does it say I won't use it in a house?
I will not point this at my spouse. I will not use this in an unsafe way.
Let me do this so we don't burn each other.
If I stand here?
Yeah, maybe, because like I don't. This is super dangerous. How's that? Is that far enough, do you think?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't. Okay. So we're going to try to just do this.
So we are to believe that a guy who's an anti-gun crusader doesn't see the problems with this, the vandalism that's already occurring, the danger of putting this into the hands of airheads such as that lady. Now, just imagine this. If your Smith & Wesson showed up with a similar terms of service, or if you named it not a gun, since he's named it not a flamethrower, how vandalized would your criminal record be? Next step, just a few more things.
Thing three.
Kim Jong-un, a flamethrower, and his personal turlet with which he travels. Yeah, the dictator takes his own toilet wherever he goes. Now, I'm just picturing, I don't want to like suggest that we burn it while he's in there, but just as a sign of disgust for what he's done to his own people, what if we just burned it afterwards and then just pointed to that American ingenuity? Next up, just a few more things.
Thing four.
Now, there are things that in retrospect, and I'm not a vandal and I abhor vandalism, but I once went to Bobby De Niro's restaurants in New York City. Back when I was working in technology at Microsoft, they had the film festival there. And I thought deeply about leaving Bobby De Niro a note on the mirror. I'd sometimes leave love notes for my daughter or my wife on the mirror at home, and then my wife has to clean it off, and then she says, that's not a love note, because you wrote it in soap. I didn't do that. Now I wish I had. You heard about him cursing during the Tony Awards, this or that Trump. Well, we couldn't play the whole thing, but we found a good version to play.
Are you talking to me? There's no one else here. You must be talking to me.
In reality, Bobby De Niro, nobody's talking to you. Nobody cares. You have convinced no one of anything. You vandalized your career. You vandalized your reputation, but you haven't changed a single mind. Last step, just a few more things.
Thing five.
Do you remember when Rush Limbaugh, I was listening the day he said it. I remember the day he said it. I remember thinking, man, this is going to make him crazy. I hope he fails. That's right. The president, I know what he wants to do, and I hope he fails. Remember that? Bill Maher.
I feel like the bottom has to fall out at some point. And by the way, I'm hoping for it, because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. Yeah. So please bring on the recession. Yeah. Sorry if that hurts people, but it's either root for a recession or you lose your democracy.
Man, and the media jumped all over that. How dare you? How dare you root for the president of the United... What? Hold on. Cindy from research is in my ear. Oh, no, they didn't. Okay. All right, that's fair. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show, a new way to make it hard for you to have guns next.